Chapter 5. The Time Buffer. As you practice deliberately manifesting your reality, there will inevitably come a time when you think, "I'm doing everything right. Where's my stuff already?" As humans, we're eager to experience all that this physical reality has to offer, so eager, in fact, that we often just can't wait for our next adventure. We get impatient. We want it all now. But would that really be such a great idea? What if everything you activated manifested immediately? Could you handle it all hitting you at the same time? Remember that you manifest everything you focus on. Are you disciplined enough in your focus to block out all unwanted thoughts? If you're human and alive, the answer is no, you're not. None of us are. But that's okay. We don't have to be. There's a provision in the system, a safety net. It's called time. A time buffer exists for several reasons, all of them desirable. First, we have a chance to notice what we're focusing on by receiving messages from our feedback system. We can pay attention to how we feel and make adjustments well before what we've activated manifests. We can refine our vibration, figure out what we don't want and what we really do want, and focus more and more specifically on our goals. This way, as long as we're deliberate, we don't have to manifest things that we don't want, even if we're not the most disciplined focusers in the world. Second, having a time buffer gives the universe a chance to bring together all the perfect components to manifest our desires in the perfect way. Every time you focus on something sufficiently to create enough momentum, huge amounts of energy are lined up in order to bring that thing to you in the physical. This happens whether you line up with it or not. And that energy is then ready for you to receive. But the law of attraction doesn't just drop a brand new Ferrari with $1 million in cash on the driver's seat into your driveway one morning. It brings you an impulse to go speak to a certain person, to make a phone call, or walk down a street which leads to a chance encounter, which leads to a Ferrari. The universe brings you your desires in a series of coincidences, meetings, ideas, and intuitive insights. A bit of time is very beneficial to allowing those coincidences to line up for you. The third benefit to the time buffer is that it allows manifestations to come to you more gently. Let's say that you want to manifest a new job. Part of getting a new job is releasing the old one. A gentle way of receiving that new job is to be led to a seemingly chance conversation on a plane one day, which leads to an interview and the offer of a perfect job. You resign from your old job, sign a new contract, and celebrate. A less gentle but faster way to receive that new job is to get a new boss who's a jerk and hates you from day one. He fires you from your old job, but providing you don't let fear take over and that you keep on focusing on the new job, you get a call from a headhunter 2 weeks later, which leads you to signing a new contract. Which option seems like the preferable one? Which do you think would allow you to keep focusing on the positive instead of getting afraid and focusing on the lack of a job? If you want to deliberately receive more, you'll have to find a way to make peace with your impatience. When you get impatient, you're actually focusing on the fact that you don't yet have what you want. When you ask, "Where is it already?" your vibration is saying, "It's not here." And so you're actually keeping yourself from what you want. You're sending out a frequency that's the opposite of what you want. And remember, it's always the dominant frequency which manifests. So a few seconds of impatience here and there will do little damage, providing you're spending more time on focusing on good-feeling thoughts. Notice that impatience does not feel good. But constantly complaining about how whatever it is that you want isn't here yet will block you from lining up with its frequency. Here's a great method to help you overcome impatience. Because of the time buffer, what you see around you, the physical reality you've created, is in response to yesterday's vibration. What you sent out yesterday came back to you today. What you send out today will come back to you tomorrow. The time buffer ensures that you don't manifest instantly, so don't expect to. If you're continuously looking for evidence of your manifestations, where is it? You can't receive them. You're just pushing them away. If, on the other hand, you accept that today's vibration isn't going to manifest until tomorrow, you stop looking for evidence today. You can focus on playing with the new vibration, having fun with it. And when it feels absolutely natural to you, when it can't help but come into the physical, go and focus on the next manifestation. Remember how the hotties show up as soon as you no longer care if they do? You've moved on to the next thing. Once you're in the place where you truly feel as though you already have what you want, keep yourself from checking if it's really here and therefore messing up the vibration by focusing on the next thing and playing with that. You've activated the vibration of what you want. All you really have to do now is get out of the way. And the easiest way to do that is to think about something else. The next time you find yourself getting impatient, remember that everything is brought to you in perfect time. The universe is always responding to your vibration. It must. It's the law of attraction, and it will respond to your dominant vibration every time.